This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine American culture, what's new and old in books, film, and entertainment. Former TV critic and current TV writer Andy Greenwald has a story he loves to tell on his podcast, The Watch. He says he went back to his old high school, talked with current students, and asked them what TV shows they're watching. He expected to hear current shows, like maybe Orange is the New Black or Game of Thrones. What he heard instead shocked him. He says the most common answer was the 90s hit sitcom, Friends. I guess it shouldn't be a surprise. Adding Friends to the Netflix catalog was a big story when the show made its streaming debut back in January 2016. Even though the show is rerun often on Nick at Night and TBS, having the entire series at your fingertips without commercials feels different. Friends isn't the only previously existent show to make a big splash on streaming. Breaking Bad famously saw a ratings jump after positive word of mouth, and its addition to the Netflix library meant curious viewers could binge-watch the early seasons and catch up. Breaking Bad's ratings in 2009 floated around 1 to 1.5 million viewers. By 2013, every episode had over 4 million viewers, and when the series finale aired, over 10 million people tuned in to see how Walter White's story ended. That's more than 8 million viewers more than any episodes of seasons 1 or 2, made possible mostly because of Netflix. For all the talk of streaming platforms producing their own shows and adding original titles to their libraries, one of the greatest benefits in the digital video age has been the ability for audiences to catch up on long-running shows or revisit old favorites. If you miss Parks and Recreation, every episode is on Netflix. You can see all of The Wire on HBO Go. You can catch up on Mr. Robot with Amazon Prime Video. And if you're dying to finally see cult favorite Veronica Mars, Verizon's new Go 90 streaming platform has you covered. It used to be that if you missed an episode of TV, you'd probably never see it. In 1998, if you were a big Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan, and you were busy one night and your VCR cut out before the episode started, you had only two options. You could scramble to find a friend who had taped the episode, or you had to make do with a quick recap before the next week's episode. Now, the question isn't, where can I watch the episode of Buffy that I missed, so much as it's, when could I possibly find time to watch Buffy on top of everything else? And in case you did miss an episode in 98 and you're still itching to see it, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is currently available to stream on Hulu. I'm Evan Rook.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.